From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. This is Morning Edition. It's Thursday, May 9th at 8:55. We have Ellen Dearden on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Kimberly. And looking at the grain futures, they were higher overnight early in the session, and at the very tail end, we saw selling come in the corn and beans. And that's kind of the way things are still trading here this morning. Wheat is leading the upside. News that Russia sees some frost damage in wheat after a lot of weather issues have really been thrown at it. They are ahead of schedule as far as development goes. So I would think a frost at this time may be a little bit detrimental. The market's trying to assess that right now. And other weather issues that are being discussed, way too dry and warm in Mato Grosso, Brazil, for the safrinha crop, the second crop corn, and way too wet in the southern state of Rio Grande do Sul, where there are still beans to be harvested. So there are some of the weather issues we're talking about. And oh yeah, that's right, it's the U.S. too. Late planting in parts of the Midwest, probably not much planting having taken place in the central Midwest this week, and that will continue to raise questions about, quote, late planted corn. Keep in mind that not everybody plants corn on the schedule of central Illinois. We did see open interest move up slightly in the corn yesterday on a price decline. That is a negative sign. We also saw corn deliveries again this morning, 364 contracts. Right now, we see the July corn futures at 456. That's down 2.5 cents. December at 479.25, also too lower. On the bean side of things, we did see a few bean deliveries, too, 5. And we saw Bunge put out a bunch of meal bean oil deliveries this morning. They had taken deliveries earlier in the period, and now they're putting them back out. Right now, we see the interesting to note, May grains go off the board next Tuesday. Now, we've got this Friday USDA report with the first looks on new crop corn and beans and wheat. Right now, we see July beans futures at 12.21, down 6.75. We've got the Novembers at 12.06.75, down 6.5. The July bean meal, 377.30, that's down $1.20, and July bean oil at 43.19 is down 63 points. July Chicago wheat, 644.5, that's up 10.5 cents. December, 688.75, up 8. On the outside markets, we've seen things kind of all over the place on the cattle futures this week. We do have June cattle futures at 177.50, up $1.02. August, 175.10, up 87 points. We had really looked for higher cash prices this week on the cattle, given the tail end of the trade last week, seeing some improvement in the cutouts. Well, that's been taken away, so we are continuing to see choppy action. June futures are below cash prices. We've got the May feeder futures at 240.85, up 65. August at 253.27, up 87. And the October's at 255.27, up $1.12. June live hogs, 99.15, up 42. And August, 101.87, up 15. Outside markets aren't given a lot of big clues this morning. We do see a higher gold market, higher in the silver, but struggling a little bit on the copper and the platinum.